Two things God could have done, and these are very human. It makes sense. This is how we deal with problems that we have in life. For example, sometimes we change the rules. I think about a time I tried to make boba tea. I thought it's just tapioca, right? Just like, buy some tapioca, follow the instructions, beautiful little round bubbles of boba. Well, apparently you have to have some special kind of tapioca, and what I bought turned into mush, and I was like, this is tapioca pudding. Hey, surprise, who cares? Now we're making tapioca pudding. Change the rules, like, we do that all the time. This is the Bob Ross method. There are no mistakes, only happy accidents. If God could have done that, he could have been like, oh, well, I've got all these sinful creatures, I don't know, let's make something else out of them. But no, he didn't do that. He didn't go back on his word. We can change the rules and things like this, it don't really matter. But if God, who's perfect, attempts to do something, and then it doesn't work out, he can't just change it. His will is perfect. He exists out of time, too, so it wouldn't even make sense how he could do something and then find out, whoops, it didn't work out, and then do something else. This wouldn't even be God we're worshiping anymore if this was what he did. And then, rejecting things, we do that, too, when something doesn't work out. I think about the tabernacle up here has these little veils that we can move. You know, I made a little mechanism that allows that to happen. And the first time I tried bending a bunch of brass rods, and apparently really fascinating things happen at the molecular level when you superheat metal, and it becomes really brittle. I kept heating it and bending it. I was like, oh, this is perfect. And then it would break. Like, what? This is metal. It's not supposed to break that easily. So threw it away and tried something else. God did not do that to us. He didn't say, well, this didn't work out. I'll just move on. Forget about those creatures. He did something beyond what we can even imagine. He came down and renewed us. He didn't reject us. He didn't rewrite the rules. He renewed us. Came down, became man.